Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
D60, Shashtiamsha Principles, Mritu. Mritu, meaning death, symbolizes the inevitable cycles of endings, transformations, and the dissolution of attachments. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic journey through profound transitions, where surrendering, releasing, and accepting mortality, in literal or symbolic forms, are central themes. Individuals with planets placed in Mritu are destined to confront deep truths about impermanence, loss, and the rebirth that follows every ending. The nature of Mritu imparts qualities of seriousness, intensity, spiritual gravity, and an innate understanding of life's fleeting nature. These individuals often experience major life shifts, periods of profound loss, or recurring confrontations with mortality, whether through personal health, relationships, professions, or inner transformations. Over time, this shapes them into individuals of great depth, resilience, and often quiet wisdom, as they learn to let go of illusions and embrace change as an essential part of life. Talent-wise, Mritu natives possess strong capabilities in crisis navigation, emotional detachment, healing processes, and transformation management. They often excel where others might falter, helping to guide people or systems through endings, closures, and new beginnings. Their talents include crisis counseling, emergency response, strategic withdrawal, psychological healing, and the ability to midwife transitions, whether for individuals, families, or organizations undergoing collapse or rebirth. Professionally, individuals influenced by Mritu may thrive in fields connected to death, transformation, or crisis. Medicine, especially surgery or emergency care, hospice work, end-of-life counseling, funeral services, disaster response, insurance, especially life insurance, or roles involving risk management suit them naturally. They may also be drawn to psychology, trauma therapy, or spiritual work dealing with grief, loss, and rebirth. Challenges for Mritu natives include the risk of becoming overly morbid, emotionally distant, nihilistic, or trapped in cycles of fear regarding loss. They may struggle with depression or existential anxiety if the concept of death, whether of people, phases, dreams, or identities, is not fully integrated into their worldview. Learning to see death not as a final annihilation, but as a portal to renewal and higher growth is critical to their evolution. The archetypal resonance of Mritu aligns with the transformer, death midwife, or wise elder archetype. Mythologically, it recalls figures like Yama, the Vedic god of death, who rules over the necessary transitions of life with fairness and wisdom, or the phoenix, which rises from its own ashes. Psychologically, Mritu represents the aspect of the self that confronts impermanence, masters the art of letting go, and learns to live fully by understanding the sacredness of each moment. At their highest expression, Mritu natives embody the profound truth that endings are not failures, but necessary steps toward evolution. They serve as guides through life's most difficult passages, showing others how to face change, loss, and mortality with courage, grace, and spiritual maturity. Their journey teaches that true immortality lies not in clinging to form, but in embracing the continuous dance of death and rebirth that fuels all growth. D60 Shashtyamsha Principles Kala. Kala, meaning time or death, embodies the inexorable passage of existence, the inevitability of change, and the impartial law of cause and effect. Within the D60 chart, this influence highlights a soul's profound engagement with the forces of destiny, discipline, and karmic unfolding. Individuals with planets placed in Kala are tasked with coming to terms with time's inexorable march, learning patience, endurance, and the mastery of cycles that often extend beyond personal control. The nature of Kala imparts qualities of seriousness, wisdom, responsibility, and a deep internal awareness of life's temporality. These individuals often feel the weight of time keenly, experiencing major life milestones, achievements, or hardships in a slow, faded manner. Their lives are marked by periods of delay, duty, and often an unshakable sense that they are participating in a larger karmic process that must be honored rather than resisted. Talent-wise, Kala natives possess extraordinary patience, strategic timing, disciplined action, and an ability to think long-term rather than being swayed by immediate gratification. They excel in fields that require steady, structured effort, an understanding of cycles, or the management of legacies, such as law, governance, time-based professions, like archivists, historians, project planners, or spiritual guidance roles, where mastery over impulses and deep karmic insight is needed. Professionally, individuals influenced by Kala may thrive in careers that demand endurance, responsibility, or careful stewardship over long periods. Judiciary roles, government service, project management, historical research, financial planning, and professions linked to aging, death, like palliative care or funeral services, or preservation of knowledge are natural paths. They may also serve as spiritual mentors, reminding others of life's transient nature and the importance of timeless principles over fleeting trends. Challenges for Kala natives include susceptibility to pessimism, fear of change, attachment to the past, or excessive rigidity. The weight of time can become burdensome, making them prone to emotional coldness, resignation, or an overemphasis on duty at the expense of personal happiness. Cultivating flexibility, finding joy in the journey rather than merely in completion, and learning to work harmoniously with time rather than against it are key life lessons. The archetypal resonance of Kala aligns with the judge, wise elder, or timekeeper archetype. Mythologically, it recalls figures like Saturn, Cronus, in Greek mythology, stern yet wise guardians of karmic law, or Yama, the divine administrator of death and justice. Psychologically, Kala represents the internal governor that measures consequences, honors cycles, and teaches the soul the profound dignity of growth earned through patience and integrity. At their highest expression, Kala natives embody timeless wisdom and are living reminders that true mastery is achieved not in haste, but in alignment with the deeper rhythms of life. They teach that endurance, discipline, and an understanding of impermanence are not limitations, but doorways to lasting fulfillment and spiritual maturity. Through them, the eternal dance of time is honored as a sacred ally in the soul's evolution. D60 Shashtyamsha Principles, Devangni, Forest Fire. Devangni, meaning forest fire, symbolizes uncontrollable, transformative forces that consume the old to make way for new life. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic engagement with radical, often sudden change, where destruction, upheaval, and intense purification are necessary steps toward renewal. Individuals with planets placed in Devangni are destined to face or initiate powerful transformations, often through crises that burn away stagnation and force dynamic evolution. The nature of Devangni imparts qualities of intensity, courage, fierce willpower, and the capacity for sweeping action. These individuals often live through periods of upheaval, sudden loss, or rapid change, emerging stronger and more vital each time. Their presence itself can act as a catalyst, igniting change not only in their own lives, but also in the lives of those around them. They are drawn toward high-energy environments, thrive under pressure, and are rarely content with a life of quiet stability. Talent-wise, Devangni natives possess strong crisis management skills, decisive action-taking abilities, and an exceptional gift for renewal after loss. They are natural leaders during emergencies, quick to act when others hesitate, and capable of clearing away dead weight, whether in organizations, relationships, or inner life. Their talents shine in situations that require immediate intervention, bold restructuring, or fearless confrontation with chaos. Professionally, individuals influenced by Devani find alignment in high-risk, high-intensity careers: firefighting, emergency medicine, military leadership, disaster relief, crisis negotiation, and roles in corporate turnarounds or demolitions are natural expressions. They may also excel in activism, social reform, or entrepreneurship, any sphere where bold, sweeping change is needed. Their energy is suited to pioneering new paths after old ones have been consumed. Challenges for Devani natives include volatility, impatience, destructiveness, or a tendency to provoke crises unnecessarily. If not tempered with wisdom, their fire can scorch rather than renew, leading to broken relationships, repeated upheavals, or a reputation for instability. Learning to channel their intense energy into conscious, constructive transformation rather than indiscriminate destruction is key to their growth. The archetypal resonance of Devani aligns with the destroyer-transformer archetype. Mythologically, it recalls figures like Shiva in his fierce, world-dissolving dance, or the phoenix, which perishes in flames only to be reborn stronger. Psychologically, Devani represents the part of the self that knows when old structures must be burned away so that new growth can occur, a force both feared and revered for its raw, transformative power. At their highest expression, Devani natives serve as agents of powerful renewal, clearing paths for regeneration where others cling to decay. They teach that destruction is not always evil. It can be sacred, necessary, and profoundly liberating. Through them, life's fierce, fiery cycles of death and rebirth are honored as catalysts for deeper vitality, truth, and evolution. D60, Shashtyamsha principles, Gora, meaning terrible or fearsome, symbolizes an intense, fierce energy that confronts fear, danger, and the raw forces of survival. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic encounter with powerful, sometimes overwhelming forces that demand courage, confrontation, and the mastery of primal instincts. Individuals with planets placed in Gora are tasked with engaging life's most daunting realities, developing fearless strength in the face of adversity. The nature of Gora imparts qualities of fearlessness, endurance, sheer willpower, and the capacity to face what others might flee. These individuals often find themselves drawn into high-stakes, high-risk environments, or situations where intensity and boldness are required for survival and success. Their energy carries a formidable weight, often inspiring awe, fear, or respect in others, and they naturally command attention in moments of crisis. Talent-wise, Gora natives possess extraordinary bravery, strategic ferocity, resilience under extreme pressure, and a capacity to act decisively when danger looms. They often excel in fields that require confrontation with physical, psychological, or existential threats. Their talents include combat skills, emergency decision-making, leadership during disasters, and the psychological stamina to endure trials that would overwhelm others. Professionally, individuals influenced by Gora are suited to roles involving defense, protection, and critical response. Military service, police work, emergency medicine, martial arts, crisis negotiation, and other professions demanding immense courage and quick action are natural arenas. They may also gravitate toward fields like security, firefighting, high-risk entrepreneurship, or activism that challenges entrenched systems of harm or injustice. Challenges for Gora natives include tendencies toward aggression, ruthlessness, or emotional hardness. Their natural affinity for intense environments may cause them to unconsciously create conflict or attract chaos if not balanced by inner peace. If their fearsome energy is untempered by compassion, they risk becoming domineering or feared rather than respected. Learning to balance strength with wisdom and courage with mercy is crucial to their higher evolution. The archetypal resonance of Gora aligns with the warrior, destroyer, or protector archetype. Mythologically, it recalls figures like Kali in her fierce aspect, who destroys demons to protect cosmic balance, or fierce deities and heroes who confront death, injustice, and evil without flinching. Psychologically, Gora represents the aspect of the self that can stand unmoved before fear, transforming terror into clear, purposeful action. At their highest expression, Gora natives become living embodiments of courageous service. They protect, defend, and transform environments that others would abandon as too dangerous or frightening. They teach that true strength is not the absence of fear, but the ability to face it, master it, and move forward with integrity, serving as unwavering pillars of power in a turbulent world. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Yama, God of Death and Justice. Yama, the deity symbolizing death, discipline, and moral law, represents the unavoidable reckoning that every action eventually faces. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic role in administering justice, upholding truth, and confronting finalities, whether of life, relationships, or situations. Individuals with planets placed in Yama are drawn into deep engagements with ethical responsibility, the administration of consequences, and the guardianship of order. The nature of Yama imparts qualities of gravity, responsibility, fairness, and moral clarity. These individuals often carry an aura of seriousness and authority, naturally gravitating toward roles where justice, discipline, or the administration of endings is required. Life often places them in circumstances where clear ethical choices must be made, where their sense of right and wrong must not only be known but acted upon without fear or favor. Talent-wise, Yama natives possess strong judgment, decision-making abilities, emotional control, and an instinct for maintaining fairness and order. They excel in environments where the law must be upheld, where consequences must be administered, and where ethical fortitude is non-negotiable. Their talents often shine in leadership roles that involve governance, regulation, counseling through difficult transitions, and protecting the vulnerable by enforcing necessary boundaries. Professionally, individuals influenced by Yama find alignment in judiciary roles, law enforcement, legal professions, ethical auditing, counseling for serious life transitions, such as grief counselors or hospice workers, and leadership roles where integrity is paramount. They may also excel in spiritual disciplines that emphasize karmic law, such as Dharma-based teachings, or in crisis management fields, where accountability and final decisions must be shouldered without wavering. Challenges for Yama natives include tendencies toward harshness, rigidity, or emotional detachment. Their strong focus on rules and consequences can, if unbalanced, manifest as judgmentalism or an inability to accept the softer, more forgiving aspects of human nature. Learning to temper justice with compassion, to offer mercy alongside correction, and to recognize the nuances in moral situations is key to their growth. The archetypal resonance of Yama aligns with the judge, lawgiver, or psychopomp archetype. Mythologically, it recalls Yama himself, both a stern enforcer of cosmic law and a guide for departed souls, and figures like Anubis or Saturn who oversee the transition between states with solemn authority. Psychologically, Yama represents the part of the self that acknowledges consequences, accepts endings, and strives to live in alignment with enduring ethical principles. At their highest expression, Yama natives become profound forces of balance and integrity in the world. They teach that all actions carry consequences, that living truthfully and justly is not merely personal virtue, but a service to the collective harmony. Their journey is to embody the sacred duty of justice tempered by compassion, guiding themselves and others toward lives of greater responsibility, fairness, and karmic wisdom.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.